Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Inside Out the podcast. And today I want to talk about our human connection, more so formally called your attachment style. Honestly, how you connect with people, I don't think it's anything that somebody actually thinks about. You don't sit and wonder, I actually connect with this person. I wonder what causes us to connect in this way. From the outside, you might think, because they like the same things, because you understand each other, but there is a deeper level of connection that occurs, and believe it or not, there is a method to this madness. Honestly, the manner in which you attach is important because it is what determines your behavior in relationships with basically everyone. In psychology, usually the term attachment is used when referring to the emotional bonding that happens between individuals. For example, your parents, your relatives, your friends, your partners, and your spouses. So you probably have figured out, as I mentioned earlier, that it does affect your relationships. But what I personally found interesting is the fact that your attachment style is formed within the first year of your life. The first year of your life is the key period in which your attachment is formed. So by the time you can't even say your name, you already are aware about forming emotional attachments to people. You've probably been in a relationship or been with friends or have observed around you where maybe a person's partner may have been clingy. It is due to their attachment style. Or maybe, I know a lot of us as women tend to complain that men tend to be emotionally distant, or your friend is emotionally distant. It is due to their attachment style. If you find somebody that feels quite secure about themselves and is very good at communicating, it probably is also due to their attachment style. So you kind of understand how our attachment styles literally affect us in every moment of our lives, when we meet people, when we relate to the people in our lives. And with that being said, you probably realize that it's also important to be aware of your attachment style, as well as how it affects you and the relationship that you have with other people. Because honestly, no man is an island, and I think that you being aware of how you attach and you form emotional bonds with people and how that affects you is a start when it comes to creating a healthy relationship, not just with other people, but possibly with yourself as well. I'm just going to give you a little bit of psychology background when it comes to attachment styles. There are basically four kinds of attachment styles, and out of the four, there's only one that is actually the desirable, healthy kind of attachment style. There were statistics that I saw that about 60% of people have this attachment style, which means the other 40% have the three attachment styles, which are, I don't want to say they're bad or good, but they're not so desirable because they hinder us from forming healthy relationships with people. So the first one is an anxious, preoccupied attachment. So you've probably seen, even in movies, I think there are people that feel as though their partner completes them. And instead of feeling real love or trust towards their partner, it's often emotional hunger. So they're looking for you to satisfy, to complete, to rescue them. Therefore, they might be clingy, but it's only because they are seeking a sense of security and safety. They also tend to take actions that might push others away. What is also interesting about this attachment style is that the way they behave actually exacerbates their fears. So for example, if they feel uncertain of their partner's disposition regarding their relationship, or maybe they are uncertain about how their partner feels about them, they tend to be clingy and a little bit demanding, even to an extent where they get possessive. They find themselves in a situation where their partner starts socializing more with friends. They might think Yeah, no, he doesn't really love me, and this means he's going to leave me. I was right not to trust him. So that's the kind of psychological conversations and self-talk that actually goes on within them. The second one is dismissive, avoidant attachment. Such people have a tendency of emotionally distancing themselves from their partner. So they have this thing of pseudo independence, and they tend to isolate themselves. So they think they are independent and they don't need to really connect, which is actually not real. Hence the pseudo independent. The sense of independence is not real because everybody needs connection. You need some form of connection with the people in your life. And they normally take the role of parenting themselves as well. And they also tend to lead more inward lives, and they deny the importance of loved ones. They are also able to detach easily from their loved ones. So, like, these are the kind of people where if you lose a friend or if you lose a partner, you are so easy to detach from such people because you don't really form deep connections with them because you have this idea of pseudo independence that you don't really need anybody. They are also often psychologically defended and they are able to shut down emotionally. The third one is fearful avoidant attachment. So such people fear being too close or too distant from others. They can't necessarily find a balance between that because they're unable to keep their feelings at bay. They do try, but it becomes very difficult for them to avoid their anxiety, or they tend to run away from their feelings. Therefore, they're often overwhelmed by their own reactions and they tend to experience an emotional storm. Another interesting thing about them is that they see their relationship from the model that you need to go towards others to get your needs met. But if you get too close, people will hurt you. So basically, it's kind of contradictory because they desire intimacy, but at the same time, they are afraid of intimacy. Therefore, the person they want to go to for safety in their minds is the same person that will hurt them. And these adults tend to find themselves in what you may call dramatic relationships because they are afraid of being abandoned, but they struggle with being intimate. They may cling to their partners while they feel rejected, then feel trapped when they are close. So it's like they really struggle to find a balance between the proximity, too close or too far away or too distant. And lastly, which is the healthy one, is secure attachment. People who have secure attachment tend to be more satisfied with their relationships. They are honest, they're open, and they're also able to trust their partners and confide in their partners when they feel troubled. So they don't feel that they have to carry everything on their shoulders, but they do trust their partner. And if you are in a relationship where both individuals have secure attachments, they may feel independent, or you guys may feel independent. However, you are capable of genuinely connecting with the next person, showing love towards each other. So, if both, like I said, members have a secure attachment. If both partners do not have a secure attachment, what is interesting is that it is possible for the securely attached partner or individual to help you change your attachment style. So the manner in which you have learned to attach with your early caregiver does not have to continually affect the way you relate to people in your life. So what am I saying? I was relieved to find out that it actually is possible for you to change your attachment style. It takes some self-work, and in order to change or to improve something, I believe that you have to face whatever it is that you're trying to improve. Therefore, in my opinion, being aware of your attachment style and your behavior in relationships can get you to a point where you have what we call an earned secure attachment. So you basically work on it. And I truly believe that if you reflect on your past relationships and even your current one, if you are in a relationship as a start, you might not remember things from long ago, but start being aware of the manner in which you relate to the people in your life, the manner in which you handle certain things and situations in your life when it comes to relationships. I believe personally that awareness of our behavior enables us to stop and think before we react based on habit. So, in this way, you can slowly be in control of your responses and consciously choose to respond or handle a situation contrary or differently than you would had you been presented with the situation and you weren't aware of your attachment style. And I think also what can genuinely help is you not looking at your attachment style as good or bad. Like I'm saying, some of these things just happened, we didn't really have a say, but we today are still affected by what happened with in the past. And that's why I believe that it's important for us to revisit the past, to face ourselves and be honest with ourselves about the things that we need to change in order to be better. So I think what helps is not to look at your attachment style as necessarily good or bad, but it is simply an inner working model that you have been attaching from all along. And if you reflect, maybe it hasn't really been working for you. You have lost friends in the process, you have lost the people that you love, partners, relatives, you've cut family out. So it's like, okay, not that maybe it was entirely your fault, but it may have had a contribution in the way that you handled the relationship and handled the situation that you were faced with. So I'm gonna get a little personal here. For example, I know my attachment style is dismissive avoidant, okay? And because I am aware of this, I have gotten to a point where I am more intentional about how I respond and react in my relationships. So with my friends and family, I am like, okay, I know this is an old working model that doesn't work for me anymore. So let me find a different way of responding to this that is going to be healthy and that is also going to cultivate our relationship. And because I am aware, I'm able to communicate what I feel, even though at first it's uncomfortable because you're just like, you're afraid you might be judged, and maybe you're dealing with somebody that doesn't really know what exactly is going on, or they are not aware within themselves. And I think also this would be great in terms of building your relationship with your partner, with your friends, with the people in your life, for them to truly understand their attachment style so that you guys can build a solid relationship. But more especially, I think, with your spouse or your partner or your friends as well, your friends and your partner. And honestly, with that being said, I think it has helped me being aware of my attachment style and being a bit more intentional with the way I relate to people. And I'm learning the working model that I have had for such a long time. Remember that what doesn't work can be changed. So if you want to relate to the people in your life in a better manner than you did before, I think it is possible. Actually, I know that it is possible for you to get to that point. Obviously, it will feel awkward at first, but with time, you do get better. Another thing is therapy definitely does help. I mean, it can help you to build a new attachment style, but I think not everybody can afford therapy. So sometimes it helps for us to put in the self-work and to really face ourselves and to have people that support us in this journey, whether it be your partner or your friend, but somebody who you value and you really want to improve your relationship, then start looking inwardly and start learning more about your attachment style by being aware and understand how these things work. And also be like, you know what, instead of doing this, I can understand and be like, listen, what I actually feel is this. And then, you can work through it with your partner as well. Thank you. Inside Out with Gabby is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Radio Public, Breaker, and Pocket Casts as Inside Out with Gabby. You can share your feedback and thoughts on social media at Inside Out with Gabby on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for listening.